This is the PR Podcast, a show about how public relations helps you tell your story to the world. We talk with great PR practitioners who have the skills, creativity, and just plain savvy to get their clients noticed. Now here's your host, Jody Fisher.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Jody Fisher. Thanks for joining us. Well, make sure you send us your PR Podcast plug. I have mentioned this almost every other show. It's the turnkey way for a PR person to promote themselves, because as I joke, I'm great at promoting my clients, or at least I like to think I am, but I'm lousy at promoting myself. And I think we could all use that extra boost in sharing something cool that we've done. Now, we're not talking about your 9-to-5, like we say. We're talking about your cool TikTok channel. Maybe you're a cook, right? Maybe you're a great guitar player like my son is. Maybe you have this amazing hobby, or you got a newsletter. Maybe you won an award. Send us something cool that you've done, that you've achieved, that you want to share with the world, and get your PR podcast plug. Send a DM on any of the socials, either to me at Jody Fisher or to at the PR Podcast. Or you can even send me an email, Jody@JodyFisherPR. But send us that PR podcast plug. Let us love on you at the top of an upcoming episode. Now, on with our show for today. We have a terrific guest. Nikita Kumar is the podcast success manager at Pickle and Company, where she transforms podcasting into an art form, captivating audiences and crafting narratives that turn challenges into success stories, offering invaluable insights for hosts and listeners alike. She relies on audience engagement backed by analytics and success metrics to unlock the power of authentic, engaging content that fosters community building and elevates a brand success. Nikita, welcome to the PR Podcast.
Hi, Jody. Thank you for having me. Very
where
excited.
Do we find you in the where do we find you in the world today? Your accent is not one we normally have on the podcast.
That's good. I'm from the UK. I'm from London.
And is that where we find you today, in London?
Yes, I am in London. It is the evening where I am. I assume it's daytime where you are.
We always tape on Fridays during the daytime, so we thank you so much for spending your Friday evening with us. Let's talk about podcasting. You know, it's sort of ebbed and flowed over the last couple of decades, right? It was hot, then it was kind of not, and now it is back, and it seems like lots of folks have PRs, have podcasts, but it's a really effective way to tell a story. Tell us how you use podcasting with your clients.
So a lot of our clients are corporate companies. So whether they're from financial services or wealth management companies, they tend to be, we do have quite big companies working with us, over 10,000 employees, and they use their podcast to either just build awareness of their expertise, or some of them are news podcasts, and they tend to be having about 10 minutes to 1 hour conversations really with guests that can either be CEOs themselves or partners within their company. And they basically get on there and have a really deep conversation about a different topic week to week.
It can be challenging. I've tried to pitch to podcasts a little bit. I am by no means an expert podcast pitcher, and we've had people who do what you do full time on the show before. How do you find the right podcast for the right client? There are so many of them out there.
So thankfully there are a lot. There are about over 3 million right now. I think just under 1 million are actually active. So because there's so many, you really can find every sort of topic and discussion under the sun on these podcasts. And a lot of podcasts are realizing that they need to be quite niche topics in order to really make it out and build an audience as well around their topic. It is a massive medium, so there are lots of conversations about online, like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, anywhere, Google even. If you just search in exactly what you're interested in, what you want to learn more about perhaps, what you're wondering, if there's a specific industry that you're interested in, you can simply just type into Google, YouTube, Instagram, anywhere, and ask for podcast suggestions for that particular topic. I know I've done that. And there are a lot of people talking about podcasts. It's really, really popular right now. So pretty easy to find exactly what there is that you want to learn more about. If you're wanting to start a podcast yourself, it's really down to you about exactly what you want to talk about in that, and there will always be an audience for you out there.
That's a great segue into something that I wanted to talk with you about. When people start talking about podcasts, some say, I want to be on someone else's podcast. Others say, let's start our own podcast. How do you counsel clients through that conversation? And is there a right or wrong answer depending on the client?
So it obviously just depends on what that client's goals are with their what they want to do. And in Pickle itself, we do actually have two services that we offer, and one is podcast guesting and one is a podcast production agency. So obviously we get a lot of people interested in working with us, and the way that we really determine who should be guesting and who should actually be a host and we should produce their podcast for them is just based on the amount of time and effort they have and where they kind of are in their branding journey. If they have a lot to say and they have a lot of time and the funds, obviously, to host a podcast, then we would suggest that they do go down the podcast hosting route. Be on as a client with us in our agency service, because that would when they have a lot of time and a lot of effort to put into it and they really just want brand awareness, and that means that they do have a lot to say. And if you're someone who is quite well into your journey as an expert in your particular field or topic, then you would have a lot to say on your podcast. So it'd be good for people to hear what you have to say. But if you have less experience, I guess, or not less experience or less time and effort to put into it, and you haven't really built up your personal brand yet, then guesting is a perfect way to go. You can join your audience with podcast guesting. What it is you can really get on someone else's podcast and speak to their audience as well, and that will build up everyone who would want to listen to what you have to say. And then you can go down the podcast hosting route when you have more experience, because I'm sure, as you know yourself, being a host of a podcast, you have to be an expert in the field. You have to really know what you're talking about and have a lot of experience talking about it as well. And even if you do have all of that, it's not necessarily good for you to start a podcast without that experience talking to the public and having these conversations on a platform where you know it is going to go into the public and people are going to listen to it. So I guess if you're working on your personal brand, guesting is a good option for you. If you're working on building awareness around the brand that you have, a company that you have, I'd say podcasting is the right way to go. Podcast host.
That's a great way to look at it in terms of sort of what your goals are and evaluating your, I guess I'll call it inclination, right, to either be a host or be a guest. Because I always caution clients and through my own experience, you know, my podcast is fairly simple. This show is fairly simple, right? I get on and I interview guests, and the guests do all the heavy lifting. But it still takes a few hours a week for me. And there's a technical aspect to it too, obviously, getting it all set up and, you know, even the rudimentary equipment. I mean, just you get a microphone, but you've got to have a little bit of technical expertise, like you said too. And that combined with the amount of hours you need to put in can be
Yeah.
the death of a young podcast, because I think the key, and I want to hear your feedback here, the key to starting a podcast really is comes down to consistency. You've got to
Exactly.
do an episode once a week or twice a, you know, twice a month or whatever that is. Stay on that schedule for a while to build an audience, right?
When I talk about when I talk to these clients who come on with us and they want to really build their audience with us, what I'm saying to them, and I'm trying to drill this word into their head, is consistency. It's not like it's not like you can just sit back and watch it, and you put in a little bit of effort here and there, once a month, or maybe twice a month, or even once every 2 months. It doesn't happen like that. You need to be consistent. It needs to be a schedule. And a lot of people, when they think, "Oh, I want to start a podcast," they don't think about what actually happens behind the scenes. I mean, there's, audio engineering, there's the equipment, which is kind of minor, but then it's the editing and the social media aspect and promoting your podcast and everything like that, the conversations, the content planning, the strategy, all of that really. There's a lot in the background that goes on, which is why we stress that you do need some time. Obviously, if you have a production agency, it does help. However, for anyone who just really wants to start their podcast by themselves, there is it, I imagine if you were to do it by yourself, there's a lot of background work that goes on, which is why me myself, I'm doing guesting because I don't have time to be doing all of that. If I was to do it by myself, I know that I don't have time to do all of that. So yeah, really, really is consistency, and that's you need a lot of time for consistency, and even the mental effort for consistency.
For sure, for sure. Let's pivot to how you counsel clients when they're going on, whether they're hosting their own or whether they're guesting. Let's talk about analytics and success metrics. I mean, what is your evaluation of what success looks like for a client? Or does every client look different? I mean, what kind of language do you use when you talk with clients about, hey, we know that this was a success because?
So what we tend to do is there are a lot of numbers, I think, flying around about what equals success in podcasting and the specific number of listeners that you have per episode or per month, which equals success. But it really doesn't work like that, because it depends on what topic you're talking about, how big the topic is, how interesting it is, how many followers you already have going into podcasting. So we don't really tell our clients about specific numbers, because as you mentioned yourself, what matters is the consistency that goes into it. And over time, the audience will grow, and it will grow within whatever industry you're in, and some are just bigger than others. So I think what we tend to track in the podcast production agency specifically are there's just so many that we track, from the amount of listeners per episode to the amount of listeners per episode per month, per week, per year, how many listeners the podcast gets as a whole show per month, per week, per year. So there's so many things that we track, but when I am talking to clients, I tend to, if I was to show them success and what it looks like, I tend to show them their own success episode per episode. So when I'm talking to the clients and they're asking me, how well did this episode do? Like the other day, I had that question. Can you analyze how this episode is done for me? I showed them that episode against the rest of their episodes and how they performed week to week, because you can't really take one podcast from, this is just a complete example here, one podcast from a brand, for example, like Apple, and then take one podcast from a brand that is new and has only been running for about 5 years and they're big, but not as big as a brand like Apple. You can't compare them two together. It's not apples to apples. You can only do that with a show's own podcast episodes. So I think when people are talking about success, I always try and stress that it's about your own journey and how you're doing, because your success will be different to someone else's. I think it's not like Instagram followers, because podcasting is so dynamic. The topics are so different to one another, the type of conversation that they have, it's really hard to compare. And because it's quite a new medium as well, there aren't those metrics to compare against as well. A lot of Apple and Spotify's data that they give you, the analytics that they give you, are not publicly available. So where I can see my own clients' data, I can't see anyone else's. I can't see any other podcast specific data. I can only see their average listeners per episode. That's pretty much the only thing that you can get as public. So you really have to just look at your own work and see how you're doing. What is your garden looking like? How are you watering it?
It's a great point. I mean, and I love the analogy or the example you use. Like, you can't compare yourself to, you know, the New York Times podcast or a Joe Rogan or whoever who has literally millions, or at least millions of subscribers, right? At least, you know, on their profile, because you can't dive into their analytics, and the analytics behind the scenes may tell a very different story, right? Mm-hmm. You have to compare yourself to yourself. That's a great point. Do clients ever ask you about the translation from the analytics in the podcast to the selling of their widget, you know, how much business we made, how much their cash register is ringing, and how do you counsel them to view the through line? You know, is there a direct line from a podcast appearance and how many listeners or how many subscribers to how much business they might be doing?
So I can speak more so for the production agency, as that's what I'm managing for podcast guesting. From what I know, I can't speak on that because I'm not an expert in that field particularly, but for podcast production, I can speak on that. And when we do take on clients, we urge them to figure out what their goals are within doing this podcast, because if it is to kind of build, if it is for lead generation, it's most likely not going to work, because, as you know, it takes a very long time to build up your audience to the level where you will actually get the kind of leads that you want. And with podcasts, unless you're selling consistently in every episode, which is not necessarily what people want to listen to and what engages the audience, because it is more of a audience engagement connection kind of medium, they're not going to find those leads. So the clients that we take on, they don't tend to ask about, can I see how many audience, what these listener numbers translate to in that. They're not really interested in that. Most of the clients that we take on in the production agency, they genuinely want to just build brand awareness and show themselves, position themselves as experts. And so we don't really track things like that. We also can't see that, but it doesn't tend to be the goal when they're podcasting. However, podcast guesting would be more so the route to go down if you are looking for building your personal brand alongside actually building your business, as opposed to just spreading awareness and establishing yourself as an expert.
That's a great way to straighten things out for clients, because similar to PR, right? Similar to earned media exposure, I always warn that it's not a direct line to your cash register, and it's not built to do that. Advertising, paid advertising, is more built to say, we're selling a thing, here's our thing, please buy our thing. And even social media, to that matter, you know, is more built to sell. Whereas PR, and I think podcasting in the same boat, is meant to build reputation, to amplify voice, to show that you know what you're talking about, and to maybe let people know and inspire people that when they need the thing that you do, they come looking for you because they heard you on a podcast or they read about you in the newspaper or something like that.
Exactly. It's not directly, there's not really like a number that you can track for that because of that reason. Social media is based more on kind of consumerism, but podcasts, it's not the route to go down, I think, when you are looking for quick leads, quick clients and things like that, because it's more so about engaging and creating relationships with your audience and people really just getting to know you authentically, learning to trust you. And obviously further down the line, I'm sure it will generate some new clients for you, some leads, but it's not the paid advertising is definitely the route to go down. If that's what you're looking for, it's not podcast, is you have to be in it for the long game.
So then let's talk a little bit about how you do use podcasts to elevate your communication strategy. Because I know that you use it in your work to engage both internal teams and external stakeholders. Talk a little bit about the way you use the podcast to engage with both of those audiences.
So with podcasts, I think the best thing that you can do for your brand is a great way to humanize your brand. So because you're having these in-depth conversations and they're people with quite high positions within companies, they're the ones that tend to host it and have these conversations. It's just a way to hear from a voice in depth, authentically, that you wouldn't normally hear from every day. So I'd say with the internal podcasts, it could be the CEO or a partner in the company talking. And when employees hear that, they never really, depending on how big the company is, and even if it is a smaller company, you never really get to have those long in-depth, a lot of the employees don't get to have those long in-depth conversations with their CEOs. So it's kind of a chance for them to align the values of the company with who it is that's running it, or who it is in operation. So it's a chance to humanize your brand. For the external podcast, it's just a way to build your authority within that space. You're speaking for about, it could be up to an hour on a specific topic, different areas within that topic, and it's just to showcase your expertise, and it can really build trust with consumers as well as other stakeholders perhaps. And when you are having such an in-depth conversation, a free conversation with, it can be a monologue or you can have guests on the show, when you're having those types of discussions, it really allows other people to the audience to connect with you, and you have the chance to kind of show that you have the chance to kind of show who is behind the company and who's within the company, so that consumers and stakeholders alike can listen to that content and decide whether you're really a company that they can trust, because the people who are speaking and the values that they're proving they have align with what the company is showing themselves to as within the public.
And you talk a little bit about an omni-channel strategy with podcasts. Help me understand the phrase omni-channel strategy and how that fits into what you do. You know, what is that omni-channel approach?
So with omni-channel it's one channel for all of your marketing, if we'll say. Mm-hmm. With traditional marketing, it tends to be that you have to choose the best channel for your message. So okay, whether that be Instagram or YouTube, with multi-channel marketing, what you have to do is you have to create different pieces of content for each of those channels. And if it's Twitter, for example, people tend to go down the written route. Or if it's YouTube, it's a video. Instagram, it can be different. It can be a reel or a picture or anything like that. But what we try and do, what we try and show our clients, and we try and spread as a better way of doing things, is that with omni-channel marketing, for example, the podcast itself is the channel. So it's not just one of the channels that is within social media or anywhere that you would market. It kind of sits at the top, and any piece of content that you come, it's really just one piece of powerful content that you can distribute to the other channels. So instead of taking time and effort to create a different piece of content for each platform, what you can do is you can create a podcast and really repurpose all of the content to the other channels, and it just helps you stay consistent with your message. You're doing, it's the same thing spread everywhere so that everyone can see it, and it just helps with consistency in the message that you're trying to deliver. So it's just, omni-channel is just one powerful piece of content that you can repurpose and distribute.
Got it. And have you had success with clients in taking that strategy?
Yeah. So that is That's one of the points that we make with these clients is that podcasting is the message itself. That is the message itself. They won't have to do any kind of extra work to put it out on LinkedIn or Instagram. It is just that one podcast that we can chop up into bits, get the trans they can get the transcript from it, create quote cards. They can, what we can do is we can also create audio clips for them, video clips, and when you create that podcast, you automatically have all the content ready essentially for the rest of your channels to promote the podcast or promote whatever you're speaking about within that episode. And it works really well with them. A lot of the clips from the podcast have gone viral. So it's just kind of proof that you don't need to put so much effort into marketing. It can just be as simple as doing something like a podcast and repurposing it.
Do you have a secret for going viral?
I think that's a whole other topic that I could speak about for
Oh,
about an hour. I mean, I once actually, I think 2 years ago, I was just bored one day and I created a TikTok account for myself, and I think my third video got about 23 million views. So it's so,
what?
yeah. It's like going viral is just a whole, I have so many thoughts and opinions on going viral, but say the most important thing is to just make sure that the content that you're putting out is really authentic, is unique, and a lot of these podcasts are that, so
Okay, now we can't drive by that too fast
it
here. What was the content that got 23 million views?
was a video that I have now removed. It was simply just a trend.
Oh, you've got, come on.
Okay. It was a trend. I participated in a trend
Okay.
that was going around, and it was about features that you got from your parents and things like that. It was simply just showing it. And I saw the trend and I thought to myself, I know everyone always speaks about this feature that I have, so I put it on there with that trending audio and just blew up. Like
Yeah.
I opened my phone an hour later and there was about 10,000 likes on it, and I was thinking, oh, it's gonna
Wow.
stop there. And then as the days went on, my people that I used to go to school with are messaging me saying, I saw you on TikTok, and I'm like, oh gosh. And then with that, I also got a ton of haters as well. It was so,
Well, of course, right.
yeah, it was a very interesting experience. I think after that, I realized that I'm made for being behind the camera as opposed to being in front of it.
I don't know about that, to your point about going viral, nobody sets out to go viral. I guess some people set out to go viral, but
Yeah.
you didn't set out to go viral there, right? And
No.
let's stay with the podcast theme here. It's all about creating interesting content, right?
Yes, it is. It's interesting content that is unique. And I think with podcasting, it's all storytelling. So as long as you're staying on that route and it's your own story that you are telling with your podcast, and in every episode, it's your own experiences that you're speaking on, your own personal challenges or wins that you've faced and how you get along with them, as long as it's your own unique, authentic experiences that is coming out in these podcasts, it's something that audience will connect with, something they've not heard before, because everyone has their own experiences and everyone can learn from everyone else's experiences, and it's not often that you get to go on platforms and talk about it to a large audience, so that tends to be what does the best stories about yourself, speaking on your own experience.
That's a great way to end up our conversation, Nikita. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We are going to segue now into the rapid fire question
Okay.
portion of our podcast. This is where we steal a page from inside the Actors Studio. That's a kind of like a Gen X, I think, reference at this point. Okay, I'll ask you, Nikita. You're a young person. Do you know what I mean when I say inside the Actors Studio?
I'm going to be
It's
honest
okay
and
if you
say
don't.
no. I don't. I
Yeah,
can
it's a
have some
TV show that used
ideas,
to be
but
on
no.
public television in the US, that it was an interview style show where a guy, a host would interview actors. And he used this at the end of his show, and I stole it from him, which is why I, always say that we stole it. But I guess I have to update the reference, because more and more people don't remember inside the actor's studio. In any case, we're gonna a series of rapid fire questions, Nikita, meant to elicit a simple answer, maybe a laugh or two. With your indulgence, here we go. Rapid fire question number one. What is your favorite news source?
I'm going to be very honest and I'm going to say Instagram.
Rapid fire question number two. What is your favorite social media platform?
I spend most of my time on any platform that has podcasts, so I'll say YouTube. I
Okay,
watch a lot
great.
of podcasts on there.
And let's throw in there an extra bonus question. What is your favorite podcast? What do you like to listen to?
Oh, right now I find a podcast and I listen to the entire thing. That could be about 300 episodes, but I'd say right now I'm really interested in Hidden Brain. It's called Hidden Brain. It's a lot of psychology, a lot of experts on there that tell you different stories and really interesting. I would check it out.
All right, we'll check it out. Rapid fire question number three, coffee or alcohol? Or you can substitute another drink.
Yeah, I'm gonna say neither. And I'm gonna say, I will say, this is a good question. I'm gonna say herbal
Ah.
tea. I'm gonna say herbal tea. That's my coffee alternative. I tend to have about 4 cups a day.
There you go. There you go. Rapid fire question number four. What is your favorite on the run food?
Instant ramen cups. So just
Oh, yes.
pour the hot water in the kettle. I can't tell you the amount of cabs, taxis that have looked at me, the drivers looked at me because I have like a pot of ramen and my little plastic fork sitting in the back eating it, burning my mouth. But
I'm
guilty
impressed
pleasure.
that you take that in the back of a cab,
I
frankly.
know. But honestly, they look at me and they're more so intrigued to see what's going to happen and why I have this pot of noodles and soup. So,
All right, and rapid fire question number five. What do you want to be after you finish this career?
this was a deep question. I'll say that I'm a thought leader in the creative space. So I think taking everything that I've learned as a creative myself, which is, it's challenging to be a creative in the world and the way that it was created. So I'd say taking everything that I learn and spreading it so that other people can maybe make use of the knowledge that I have from experiencing it.
That sounds good. Pass it along. Well, Nikita, this has been a great conversation. Please let people know how they can find you online.
So the best way would probably be LinkedIn, Nikita Kumar. Perhaps I can give you a link. I'm not sure how to really give that information over
We'll
this
put it in the show
podcast.
notes for
Okay.
sure. All right, that sounds great. Thanks again, Nikita. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the show, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The PR Podcast, and send us a question or a comment. Our intro is by Christopher Appel. You can find him and his fantastic photography on Instagram at Christopher_APPOLDT. Check him out there and hire him for all your photography needs. You can find me online at Jody Fisher on all the socials and on the web at jodyfisherpr.com. We'll see you next time on the PR Podcast.